All right, we are back again. Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. As always, hey, we got a great episode for you today. But before we get started, hey, I just have to give a huge shout out to someone in the ECU community. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had someone go from a salary of $215,000 a year to $467,000. So again, hey, results not typical, right? Getting over a $250,000 increase, but that's what happened to one of the individuals in our program just last week. Going to keep the name confidential as well, but you know who you are. Give it up. So, hey, there are opportunities in the marketplace right now. There are upward mobility moves, right, that you can take advantage of. But unfortunately, if you're not branded correctly, if you don't know how to get in front of the right people, if you don't know how to convert interviews into offers, and if you don't know how to talk about money, these opportunities are not going to, you know, fall from the sky and land into your lap. So, hey, if you're looking for some assistance to get the job and money you deserve, do me a favor. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get to it. The CEO mindset, thinking and acting like a top executive. Your level of thinking, how you communicate, all of these different things are going to have to be improved year over year over year to climb the corporate ladder, if that's what your aspirations are. So, hey, the true difference between executives or people trying to be executives, right, who stay stuck from those who thrive at the level, what do you think it is? What do you think is the biggest difference between people that are doing well in their career at a high level and people that are trying to break into that level but are struggling? It's probably not what you think. Some people might think, oh, it's knowing the right people. Maybe. Oh, it's how you communicate. That's important, right? Depends on your experience and certifications, et cetera. That's important as well. But what is the number one thing? Ladies and gentlemen, it's your mindset. If you can get your mindset right, you can accomplish anything. And the easiest explanation I have for you is look at Navy SEALs, look at Special Forces, look at Delta Force. All of them have to pass, right, scenarios before they attend those schools. They need to make sure that they're smart enough to go through testing, that they're healthy through evaluations, and that they're physically fit. So everyone who goes to these very difficult schools, they all have the potential to make it physically and academically. But why is it that the attrition rate is so high? It's mindset. That is what holds most people back, even at the highest levels. Some food for thought today. So, hey, today we're going to talk about the CEO mindset. And really, it's about having a vision, decision-making, and full ownership. And we're going to get into those topics. And of course, hey, this episode, who's it for? Aspiring executive, business leaders, and leaders looking to elevate their thinking. Let me share a personal story from you. I shared this maybe 6 months ago. Your mindset's so important. It's going to be the one thing that holds you back. If you can get your mindset to a place, right, where you truly believe you can accomplish anything, you will. And if you're holding back and staying stuck right now, thinking that the world's out to get you, no one's going to hire you, anything else, I assure you, your life is probably going to stay the same or get worse. You have to be very careful with your mindset. Because fear and doubt, even if you're a positive person, even if you're a glass half full type of person, if you let that fear and doubt even creep in a little bit, man, it's not good. So I'm going to share a story with you, right? I was training to become an officer in the Army, and I was going on a road march. If you don't know what that is, we had all our gear on. We had a heavy backpack, our weapon, a heavy helmet, right? It's early, it's cold, right? And this hike wasn't even that far. It was 3 miles out, 3 miles back, and it was a timed event. Not a big deal. But I get to the halfway point. I'm physically fit at the time. I could have done it, right? I turn around. Doubt, fear, insecurities start flushing through my head. I put my head down. I'm thinking, what am I thinking at the time? Why am I here? I only have 5 years left till I can retire. I shouldn't be here. I'm the oldest person here. There was, you know, for those of you who don't know, I spent most of my military career as a non-commissioned officer, not an officer. I transitioned when I was already been in for 15 years. So I'm going through this with college kids, you know, people that just graduated college. And I put my head down and I'm like, man, why am I here? I've already been mobilized. I don't have anything to prove. I don't have this. I started feeling sorry for myself. Started missing my family. Just all of these things. And then your mind tries to make sense of what you're thinking. That's the dangerous part. And then I start questioning what I'm even doing here. And this all happened in maybe a matter of 10 seconds. That's how freaking quickly that can enter your mind, right? That's how quickly it can enter your mind. And it can overwhelm you if you let it. So I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. What I had to do at that moment to get out of my own head, to not let that damn fear and insecurity into my life, okay? I had to say, yo, pick your head up. Stop overthinking. Put one foot in front of the other. And that's what I did. I'm like, man, I'm feeling sorry for myself. What should I be doing here? Et cetera, et cetera. And then immediately I said, no. Hey, I run stuff in my mind. Pick your head up, right? Smile, put one foot in front of the other. You got this. The problem is most people quit. Most people quit when things aren't, you know, in the perfect situation, when they don't feel good, et cetera. If you want to be truly an effective leader, and I know you do, right? That makes good money, that's a role model for others. You have to master your mindset, ladies and gentlemen. You have to. Well, you have to do many things, but I'd say, hey, if I had like the number one thing, if you can get that right, man, the rest is so easy. So, hey, let's talk about some traits of top CEOs, right? With this whole mindset thing. So I can lay out just a couple factors for you that I believe are important. Number one, hey, you need to read that Extreme Ownership book by Jocko Willink. Love him. Hopefully one day I get to spend some time with him. It's definitely on my vision board. Talking about that, he holds an event each year where he goes out in the woods with like 15 business leaders and they talk leadership, et cetera, with a bunch of Navy SEALs. I'm like, hey, sign me up. So Christina, if you're watching, if you want to know what I want for my birthday this year, hey, I want to hang out in the woods with some Navy SEALs up in Washington. But hey, CEOs, they take full responsibility. They don't blame people. They don't have excuses, just solutions. Is that you? Do you take full ownership over your life and your career? Do you say bad things happen to me or bad things are happening because of me and my decision making? Isn't that the worst when you have high level leaders who blame stuff on other people? Oh, it was Alex's fault. It was Casey's. He didn't follow up. It was this. No good leader does that. So you can't either. So if you lead a department, if it's going good, it's because of you. If it's going bad, it's because of you. Okay. Accept full ownership in everything that you do. Long-term thinking. Most ineffective leaders spend day-to-day putting out fires. And they're so consumed within the weeds of the business unit every single day putting out fires that they don't think strategically. They don't think for the next 3 to 5 years. They don't actually think about long-term growth and the processes they have to put in place and the different things that they have to do. Okay. They're just worried about today. I need to get through today. And therefore, they're always running that rat race. Indecision is a big business killer as well. Top executives make tough calls with sometimes limited information. Again, they treat this in the military too. So many people freeze up when we're doing these different scenarios and in made up combat situations in the woods, right? But so many new leaders and senior leaders, they kind of freeze up. They're not sure what to do. And it's funny when I was going through, you know, officer training, they're like, just make a decision, right? Make a decision, feel confident about the decision and tell people to follow you and they will. But most of the time, what do people do? Oh, I'm not sure what I should do. I'm not sure. You know, we joke here at Exec Upgrades, right, on our enrollment team, because we're like, the hardest thing to do is to get someone to make a decision, even if it's yes, even if it's no. It's the hardest thing. So you have to be aware of that. So, hey, you're going to have to make tough calls with limited decisions, but hey, you have to make the call. And most of the time, well, 99% of the time, ideas, while they may be great, they're worthless without execution. Top CEOs, top business leaders, they get things done. They have the good ideas, but what do you want to put more value on? The ideas or actually the execution? Good ideas are important, but if you don't have someone to execute on them, if you don't make that a priority, hey, you can have the best ideas, the best products, everything. Doesn't matter. So here's how we can shift from an employee, right, to a CEO mindset. So back to task-oriented things versus strategy, right? You need to stop thinking about what do I need to do today? And you need to start thinking about how can we create long-term impact inside this department or organization, okay? And you also need to know during this time, you know, growing a company and growing departments, it's not easy. I'll be the first to tell you that, right? Even if you have the tactics and strategies. But I do know that when we're talking about risk or calculated risk, right? If you only make safe decisions, you're never going to innovate. That's what a lot of people don't want to do too. They don't want to rock the boat, right? And I'm not saying you have to rock the boat every single day, but I am saying, hey, in business, you are going to have to take risks. And if you play it safe all the time, you know, it's not going to end well for you. Here at Executive Career Upgrades, we invest heavily into our people, our products, our services, our marketing, right? Always reinvesting for the future. And I believe most top CEOs are as well. So, hey, how do we start to develop this? I've said this before on multiple podcasts. So, hey, here it comes again. Who are you hanging out with? Because you're going to be the average of the five people you spend time with. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You need to reach up, 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 up. You need to reach up. If you stay below your level or you're only, you know, your best friends are at your level, right? You're going to stay at that level. It's no different than if a bunch of your friends like playing cards, you're going to play cards with them. If a bunch of your friends, you know, that you hang out with like drinking beers, you're going to drink with them. You're going to play golf with them. You're going to do this. So, hey, if we're trying to go up the corporate ladder, why don't I try to have some friends that are at that level? Because you are going to be who you surround yourself with. This is one of the most detrimental things. So, hey, choose your friends wisely because they're going to have a huge impact on your life. The most important part of leadership, John Maxwell, Warren Buffett agrees, you have to master high-level communication. You need to be able to articulate. And if you can't, you're never going to be able to lead at a high level. Communication is a very big word that can mean a lot of different things, right? But by articulating, you know, what you actually mean, which I'm still getting better at this, right? You can motivate your team. So I would highly suggest, you know, just a phenomenal book by John Maxwell, if you haven't read it, is Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And that's about actually how to connect with people, connect with business leaders, connect with the executive team, connect with your team. Right? Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Brian Tracy. He said, hey, everything you make, you need to be investing 3% of everything you make back into yourself through communication, leadership, et cetera. You know, most people, after they graduate college, if they went to college, right, hardly pick up a book, et cetera. If you want to raise to these higher levels, you know you have to read books. You know you have to attend workshops, buy digital programs, et cetera, right, so that you can get to this next level. Well, not only the knowledge, you need the execution part as well. But here's some practical actions to implement today. Okay. Start making CEO level decisions today. One of the biggest drastic changes in my life 3 years ago, my mentor, Brandon Dawson, said, hey, who do you want to become? What kind of leader do you want to become? Right? What type of business leader do you want to become? And I had to write that down, right? How much revenue I want to do? What do I want the team to do? Hey, how do I show up every day, et cetera, right? Just writing down all these things. Like that person is who I want to become. And then he said, here's what I want you to do. Every time you need to make a business decision or a life decision, I want you to look at who you're trying to become. And I want you to ask yourself, what do you think that person would do in this case? That's one of the reasons, hey, nothing wrong with drinking and all of the things out there. But I just don't do that anymore, right? I want to be a top CEO that empowers people, right? I won't go through all of the attributes that I'm trying to be, but I would say this, right? I had to cut stuff out of my life. So right now, if you're trying to be a CEO, if you're trying to be a leader, you need to say, hey, am I making the right decisions every single day? Whereas if I was already in the role, I would be making them. Seems like an easy shift, but it took me a long time. So now I try to make decisions based on my future self. And I've been making a lot better decisions. I encourage you to do that as well. We talked about it. Hey, you have to read. I've committed to this year 365 hours of professional development. That could be self-development through Audible. It could be programs, books, etc. Hey, I'm investing 365 hours this year, right? So roughly an hour a day on leadership, communication, etc. So hey, I'll check in with you, okay, January 2026, because I'm learning some pretty cool stuff. And hey, practical actions to implement today too. You need to have 10X goals. How can you stretch what you believe is possible? These are the things that hold people back. Life is actually pretty easy. Write down what you want, figure out how to get it. But most people don't take the time to simply write down what they want, or when they do write it down, they simply don't take the action to do it. You can be anything you want, ladies and gentlemen. Remember our parents told us that, you know, it's almost my birthday, right? I'm approaching 42. Remember my mom and dad saying, hey, you can be anything you want when you grow up. You can't. You just have to get the knowledge. You know, you have many people right now, you know, just take, for instance, the White House press secretary, lover or hater, man, talk about just a magnificent background and where she is now. I think she's the youngest press secretary ever. If you've heard her communicate, man, I would not want to be in a debate with this person, but kudos to her, right? Kudos to her for taking that role at such a young age, because she knows her goals and she's been so locked in, right? So no matter what your goals are, you want to be a director, a VP, an executive, right? You want to be a partner. Set your goals and remain clear on them every single day. So, hey, here's my question to you. What is one C-level CEO habit that you can start implementing today? Just so you don't become overwhelmed. What's one CEO-level habit that you can start thinking about today? Now, if you're ready to be a top executive, hey, let's talk. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Okay. Now, with that being said, okay, I always say, if it is to be, it's up to me. You can take control of your life today if you want. You can let everything hold you back today if you want. I know what I'm going to choose. I hope you're going to choose the same. All right, we got a couple comments. Hey, everyone, thanks for going in. Martin, I reviewed and published a LinkedIn article on extreme ownership. Sign up for Martin Vogel's newsletter. Thank you, Martin. Mandeep said, your mindset is the foundation of your success. Believe in growth, embrace challenges, and stay resilient. Love it. Love it. Lori, Extreme Ownership's a great book. Hey, it's one of the best books I've ever read. Read it like 10 times. I recommend getting the Audible version. I love, Jocko Willink. He's so great. Holly said, I read that negative thinking and living in the past actually changes the chemical makeup of your brain, making it harder and harder to turn it around. But having positive thoughts will shift it in the other direction. Absolutely. One of my goals, Holly, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to talk about this. It was actually a note I had here today. The first thing I want you to know is, everything counts, ladies and gentlemen. Everything counts. Everything counts. Everything counts. Everything counts. The law of accumulation. What you do every single day is going to impact your future life. You're either putting a plus sign on the chalkboard or you're putting a negative sign every time you do anything, every time you think anything. And your thinking compounds. So what I mean is, if you continually think positive, you're going to continually think positive. If you're going to continually think negative, that is going to grow as well. Which would you rather choose? Where do you think you'd have the most success? Just remember, everything counts. So the thoughts you're having, they are going to impact your future. Absolutely. Communicate, articulate, motivate. Yes, Paul. Thank you. Holly, in her Audible, got John Maxwell, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. That is excellent. That is excellent. So, hey, everyone, thanks for joining us today on another episode of the Success by Design podcast. Look us up on YouTube, Success by Design, Tim Madden. Hey, join our, we would love for you to join our YouTube channel where we upload all prior episodes as well. It's also uploaded to Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else on the internet. Thank you for the 64 countries. It's so weird to even say that, that tune in every single week to stay up to date in, you know, getting the job and money they deserve and just becoming better at life in general. So, hey, until next week, have a great day, everyone.